Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm here with Bill Dawes. I don't know who's coming today. Hopefully everyone's... I know we definitely have Jessica Penny, which is good.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
She's a hottie. She's cool. She's sweet. We like go way back. She's actually one of the nicest people that I like know, which is and a great fighter. And I'm here with Bill.
Did you go on a date with her at one point?
Yeah, I think we went on a couple dates, maybe one or two, I mean a few, and they did not go well. I think at one point she told me she thinks she could beat my ass. She's like, and I think I could beat you up too. Which, you know, I mean, if a girl says that, like, what am I gonna be like? No, you can't.
I know exactly.
Like, there's really no way of like winning that argument. Because if I was like, I could beat you up, I'd be like the biggest pussy in the world. And if I was like, okay, you could beat me up, then, you know, like, well, what am I going to say?
Then they lose all respect for you.
Yeah. There's no way. There's certain arguments, man. Like, somebody last night hit me up, and he just came out with a new comedy special. My buddy Mike Estimate. If you want to see a funny comic, a funny unknown comic. Well, he's known he's to some people, but a person that should be more famous than he is. Okay, I'll just Mike Estimate, hardworking guy, hilarious, funny as hell, good guy, great friend, like. I one of my best friends. I can't say enough good things about him. And he's got a new special. He just Wanda Sykes produced it at the Ice House, and I think he put it out on like YouTube. He's one of these guys that like I got to you know hey I think the thing to do is put clips on social media. Like he's saying that now. Like he's just that's just my generation. We're just behind the eight ball and everything. Like that's sort of the problem is that by the time people figure out what to do, everybody on to the next thing
crowd. Hey, people like put crowd work videos up. Like I think that capped with Matt Rife in 2022,
which is crazy, you know, because like there are people that were doing it before him and not being successful, and now people after him that not being successful. It's like you almost have to just hit the right time. It also helps looking like Matt Rife, because
of course,
like, dude, I did a show in Edmonton, no, in Vancouver. And I was like, how was it? And Matt Rife was there. He like bumped my whole week, which is fine, but he was preparing for Madison Square Garden, and I found out on like Tuesday night, which was my wife's and I's anniversary. So like we come home at 10 o'clock, and they're like, "Hey, I have to bump you for Matt Rife this week." And I'm ready to like leave the next day. So then I'm like trying to get my flights back and cancel stuff and figure out how I'm gonna make money that week. So now it's like, thank you, Matt Rife, for fucking up my anniversary. But they told me that they were like, they said the crowd was like 90% women. And which is funny because remember, like his whole thing was like he's toxic to women. He's like, oh, Matt Rife is anti-woman because he made a joke about a girl getting punched. And his crowd is 90% women, and there were about 7 fights, they said, during his whole week. They had to call the cops 7 times
between women.
No, but I think it was, I don't know, dudes. No, dudes were fighting.
It's by dudes fighting each other about.
I think. You know what? It's probably a lot of things. Probably, you know, the problem. Well, there's no problem with Matt Rife. He's making $30 million and movies and yada. But the issue, I think, one of the issues if there was an issue, is number one, he's just doing crowd work. Well, he's just getting famous on crowd work. And then so people are showing up a lot of times expecting to just yell shit out. You know,
Yeah.
oh, this will help, or I want to hear what Matt says about this. So it's like, so you're gonna have those idiots, right? And then you have he's the guy that your girl wants to bang. So probably guys are going on dates or with their girlfriends or whoever, and their girlfriend's saying something, and a guy has to like, you know, prove that he's masculine. It's one thing if like you go to a UFC fight. And you're with your girl, and she's like, "Oh, he's cute." Whatever it is, like you know that guy can kick your ass, and 90% of the crowd can kick your ass, or at least would fight. So you're just like, I just shut up. Like when I go to take my wife to fights, first of all, I just look at ears. I go, "Who has?"
Yeah, I do that too. I look at ears all the time now.
I just check out ears. And second of all, well, my wife's not gonna be like, "Oh, that guy's cute," but whatever. That's not a place you want to get into a fight is when there's trained fighters. But at a Matt Rife show, you probably have a good shot of beating the guy's ass next to you. So
It's like a bunch of housewives and cucks.
it's horny women, cucks, and guys that with a lot to prove, and alcohol, and people that want to yell shit out for crowd work, and Canadians where the drinking age is 19. So it's just it's a clusterfuck of shit. But anyway, what was that? But we were not even talking about Matt Rife. How do we get on this? What were we talking about? Why did I bring up Matt Rife? Forgot.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I don't even know how we got on this.
Oh,
But
we were talking about social media, Mike Estime, and how,
oh, my guesstimate hits me up and says, "Hey, I'm getting a lot of shit on social media from people. What should I do?" And I
what
was,
about his special?
"Yeah, I think he's putting up clips, and then these morons are like, 'Oh, not funny,' or whatever, or is saying shit to him, or like, I think he, I don't know, I'm not sure what the thing is." And so I'm like, "Hey, man, like somebody told me, like, you know." Basically, like, you know, there's no way of winning in social media. Like, there's no one that's gonna be like, "Oh, you're right, I see your point," or you know, like winning the in social media. It's just like,
Except for Israel Palestine, it's really easy to convince people of that.
yeah. I mean, it's basically. So I just told them the best thing that I do is like, you know what? I used to watch. Who's that? There was a football player that was like great in college, but he used to run all the time. Tim Tebow. So Tim Tebow, when he would get tackled, all these guys would talk all this shit about him. Like they would tackle him and be like, "Fuck you, fuck your mother." And he would always get up and say, "Jesus loves you." And it would drive people crazy. And he probably meant it. But I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, that's such a great thing. So anytime someone says it to me, I'm like, "Listen, we're all God's children," or like, you know, you have to accept Jesus, or there's a higher power. You just
Yeah,
can't.
that's great.
People have no idea what to say. It really, because they expect you to just come back at them. Like, and I could easily. Like, I mean, there's people that say shit to me, all the time, especially on my Gutfeld clips. They're like, "Oh, you know, it's not funny, or you suck," or blah, blah, blah. And then I look at they have 50 people that follow them, or I
Course.
look at their wives, and they're not winning any beauty pageants, you know. And I look at their home, and I want to just comment and be like, "Really, this is the girl that you're with, or this is the best you can do, or hey, fatso, or what?" But I'm like,
Yeah.
what? How do I win there? Like how?
Exactly.
The only person I know that actually like has seemed to won doing that is Sean McCorkle, but he has like a 9-year plan. Are you putting on your underwear? Is that what's going
I'm
on?
putting on my underwear, sir.
Jesus
Just
Christ.
low camera, so it's all professional.
You're like a B-list actor. And you just have no, you're stoned as fuck right now. Putting on your own, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. You already got high. Am I right?
Well, I got high last night. I had a girl in town for the weekend, and it turns out she was a cokehead. I had no clue.
So you did coke with her?
I didn't do coke with her, but she was like, "Let's go get coke," like every night. And I was like, "Oh,
Oh my
fucking God."
God. So yeah, so just a girl that you have been with and hanging out with and sort of like.
I met her in Nashville. She's a nice girl. She may or may not be a stripper,
Oh, okay.
and. You know, it's like when you meet people and you're like, oh, this is the stripper with a heart of gold. And then you meet them and then they hang out with you and all they want you to do is buy them shit. And you're like, this is weird. So yes, I'm an idiot. I'm like way too old to fall for the old stripper switcheroo. But hey.
I feel like OnlyFans and the internet has really like It used to be strippers or girls would like talk to each other and be like, "Oh, I get him to buy me things," or they would just find marks. Like they would, you'd have to find the guy that went into the strip club. That would be the mark. The old guy that was married that would buy them things. This desperate, degenerate guy. But now it's so easy to find marks because of the internet. It's like there's people that put up videos and pictures, and they're just, "Oh, look, how do I look at this?" And their tits are out, and I'm like, "Okay, great." And I'm like, you want attention. This is your way of doing it. You're not really providing a service. I mean, I don't hate this, but it's just whatever. Like, I'm not like, "Oh, she's so hot, blah, blah, blah." But then you get these morons that are like, just constantly, you get like 100 people with like googly eye, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, because now you're giving her that shot that she needs, that and that that endorphin that she needs. You're not getting anything out of this. You're getting nothing out of this. She doesn't know who you are. She doesn't care about you. And some of these people are just buying her them stuff. The OnlyFans has made it next level, because now it used to be at least, if you bought someone something in person, you had to buy them in person. Now you're just sending people stuff that are providing nothing.
Here's the worst part about all the OnlyFans shit. And I donated this joke to a comic that I work with, which we can talk about. But what I was like, like feminism is now dead. It's officially dead. Like OnlyFans, because now it's like you can monetize your looks so easily now. I was bored in COVID. I took a picture of my vagina, and now I own an island in French Polynesia. It's like, I tried that. I took a picture of my junk. I posted online. I got banned from LinkedIn. Stupid joke. Anyway,
Good joke.
but the point is, women are making so much money on OnlyFans, the internet, that they have so many ways to monetize without even having to do real porn, just selling panties and farting in a jar or whatever it is. But the problem is, still, if you were to go out with any of these women, they would still want you to pay for everything. So it's completely just, it's further ingrained in a transactional nature of how women treat men.
I have more respect for a guy that pays for a prostitute than a guy who pays for OnlyFans. Because at least at the guy that the prostitute, you're getting something. I mean, granted, you're getting something because, and you're paying for it, and you're still paying for it, and she still doesn't like you, and she probably, but at least you're actually getting something. By giving somebody something, because it sends you a video that's going out to 5,000 people. And the thing is, I met this guy in Vegas who hires Filipinos to work these OnlyFans things. So it's never actually getting to the girl. So the Filipino person for $3 an hour is the one writing back to you. Like this, a 13-year-old Filipino dude is the one telling you, "I want to fuck you, blah, blah, blah. You're so hot. I want to see your dick." And like, I'm like, dude, that is, yeah, it's sad. It's sad on fucking 100 levels. But that's not even what I want to talk about. I wanted to talk about, first of all, the Billy Joel documentary. You watch it?
Here, it's great.
It's the greatest thing. You think our lives are hard, how we've struggled? This dude arguably has the most talent out of any musician, well, top 10 in the last 100 years, and just got fucked by his wife's brother stole $90 million he hired from.
Jeez.
And the first record company ripped him off. I mean, the guy was so broke. He had like top all these hits and amazing songs. He made $7,000 on the Piano Man. $7,000 on
Wait, aggregate like in his life?
the first 3 years. I'm not sure. Eventually, he got the rights back after 5, 10 years. He sold all his rights away. Like, just not even so, gave him away. Like, just, I mean, he wasn't
Yeah, the
a
music
year.
industry is the worst.
I'm also ruining a lot of you. I'm sorry, but fuck it. It's that good. His best friend and him started a band, and he lived with his best friend and his wife, and he ended up bang not Bill's wife, his best friend's wife. He ends up falling in love and banging the guy's wife, breaks up the marriage. They had a kid together. He gets depressed, tries to kill himself, is in a mental hospital, downs tons of pills, ends up marrying the wife. She becomes his manager, and
Jesus.
like he's just, but just a guy that's so talented. And every time he would like, his entire life was written out in songs. So you, everything he goes, you know about writing what you know. He wrote
Yeah.
everything he knew, and he never got credit. Like he had that, oh, he sucks. The critics used to, and he drove him crazy. So he was
That's
like,
funny because we don't realize the critics hated him because he's kind of before our time.
and he was amazing. And
Yeah.
it was like, who doesn't like Billy Joel? And but
Yeah.
it drove him crazy. Like every one of his albums gets panned. Every single and he drove him nuts. And he's sitting there, dude. He was this document. It was 5 hours. I had to drive back from Reno, and it was which was an 8 hour drive with my buddy. And it was awesome. It was like I couldn't get enough. Like I would watch this twice for things that I missed.
Oh, good, good. No, I'm always like a good documentary.
Billy Joel is the best one I've seen, and you forget like 90% of the songs that he wrote. So it's so sh I remember the song. Oh well, I haven't heard this song because if it's not on your playlist, I don't have a Billy Joel
Yeah,
playlist.
yeah.
But
And didn't he
yeah,
write for other people too?
no, he didn't
No.
write for other people. But he wrote all his songs, every one of his songs. He like wrote, and he turned down George Martin, who produced the Beatles. Because he just wanted to produce him and not his band, and he's like, "No, the band comes with me." He was that kind of a dude.
So he's
Is
a good dude, good blue collar, hardworking, moral dude.
yeah, 100%, 100%. So yeah, watch that. You guys will thank me for that. Meanwhile, I'm in Reno. Every show is going. Normally, the Sunday show is like you headline, and you're like, "Okay, I expect the late night show Friday or Saturday to get wild. Maybe even Thursday." The Sunday show is usually the cool show, laid
Yeah.
back show, dude. So I'm on stage Sunday night. Everything's going well. There's a lady talking to the person, like talking to herself. Another person, she's like, whatever. I'm like, are you okay, miss? And I'm like, this person might have mental issues. So I'm handling her with like kid gloves. Like normally I would, yeah. I'm just like, okay. She goes, F you support a pedophile, like about Trump. First of all, I didn't even like have any pro-Trump jokes at that point. And I make fun of Trump as much as I make fun of anyone else. Like I
Yeah,
know.
and also you're not supporting his pedophilia. That's the one thing about him you don't like.
No, and I was like, I don't want. I go, listen, I just came from Epstein Island, and I just. And then she gets up and walks out, and everyone clapped on the as she
Of
left.
course.
Meanwhile, in Reno, I was like a celebrity because of Gutfeld. Like
Yeah.
everyone. Either they're looking at me like, I know you, I know. Like, as I'm checking in, like, even the Mexicans in the arena, hey, you're the guy from Gutfeld. Like, it's just people I've never had. Like, I started off as the too dirty for television. I was a very dirty comic, and I still am. And then it became like the MMA comic. And that was also just on a whim. I happened to meet Dana White at a casino and talked to him. And I wrote the awards because I wrote for, like, and people don't even realize that. If you're watching this, by the way, some of the things that I've wrote, like the All About That Cake for Daniel Cormier, a billion hits, which he says he had an interview, was like, yeah, some guy came up to me. Like I'm all of a sudden some guy, you know, like, but, and then they, you know, the Frankie, the Henry Cejudo, the cringe ass Henry, whatever, I have about 100 jokes, 100 things that I wrote. Like me and Joey Varner wrote Wanderlei Silva, Dear Vandy, the Randy Couture divorce attorney. The Emmy Awards had some ones. The Ben Askren, Hello from the Askren Side. Yeah, the Khalil Roundtree last one. And anyway, I digress. But that now I get people coming up to me and they're like, hey, you're the guy that he's like, oh. You're my parents' favorite comic, or I was at my grandparents' house for the holidays and you were on TV. Like, that was never like on the, how do they say, on like my bingo card, but fuck it, you know, run with it, you know, like just
Hell yeah, man.
fucking run with it. But yeah, but just dealing with like my wife's birthday is today, and then I like fucked up because my kid's birthday was yesterday, and we're having a big party. Huge party. We had a party last yesterday, like a little private party at the Hello Kitty. Had like a cake and whatever things. Went there with her friends. They all brought the dolls. Not Hello Kitty, American Girl Cafe. And tomorrow we're having a party. I think you're coming. You RSVP'd.
I did.
Are you bringing your kid?
I'll try to.
Are you bringing
There's
the
some
coat?
there's some drama there.
Are
Am
you
I
bringing
just
the?
I have to bring my kid, right?
Yeah.
Or is
Yeah. Well, you don't
it
have to.
creepy?
Are you bringing the coked up stripper?
No, I sent her home, thank God.
Oh God.
No, she's a nice person, but it was literally like every suit. You know how it is when you're paying for when you're with women, you're paying for everything, which is kind of what men have to do.
Yeah.
But then they also want everything, like literally, like Oh, let's go shopping. Oh, let's go
Let's go
to
shopping.
groups. Let's go to the most expensive restaurant in Beverly Hills. Let's go, let's get cocaine. Let's get, And then every time we'd like, oh, let's have a quick drink. And she'd have like three martinis. And of course, she would never, ever. It's like hot girl privilege. She would never, ever. She did buy me one thing in 4 days. She bought me an Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, that's whack. I mean, you got to just look up like things to do for free. Like, why don't we go to there's a concert on Sunday for free with like CeCe Peniston and Robin S and a bunch of house things from the 90s. I'm like, hey, let's
Yeah,
do
I know. I know. It's it's
you got to get
the
smart on that, because that's what I realized when I was dating. If you give the girl the choice of the restaurant, they're going to pick the best restaurant, everyone. You know, sushi, it's
But
going to
also,
be.
Adam, I'm driving a Subaru right now and I live in a 200 square foot studio. What the fuck does she think? I'm just sitting on hordes of Scrooge McDuck money.
Oh wow. I told the girl one time, I said, "Hey, I don't know if you're looking for a sugar daddy, but I'm not the guy." And she
Yeah.
goes, "Don't you think I would have aimed higher?" She told me. I was like, "Yeah, that's it. Dude, this but anyway, yeah, these birthday parties are like my wife goes to the dollar store to buy stuff, and I'm like, I look at the thing, it's $170. She spent at the dollar store.
Like you bought the whole store?
You buy 170 things? No, I bought, but I'm like, come on, dude. This is just yeah. And then my daughter is getting like, she's getting way too smart. Like, I was like, all right, go to bed. I'm not going to bed. I'm gonna count to five. I go, and you really, if I get to three, she gets scared, And then, but now it's like she realizes that I have no backup plan. Five. So I'm like, all right, one. And then she goes, five. I'm like, okay. Cool.
What are you gonna do, Daddy? What the fuck do you think you're gonna do now?
Yeah, nothing. I have to have a plan. By the way, Happy Gilmore was the worst piece of, I'm sorry, I love Adam Sandler, a wedding singer
Awful.
all day. Happy Gilmore won all day. Billy Madison didn't like as much, still liked it. This new one, I don't understand. It's like there was no, it was just the plot was dumb. Like, we're having a new golf come in. And then he hired way too many cameos. You don't have to
Way
give
too
every
many.
single person you know a part in your movie. Like,
Yeah.
it's okay to hire actors that actually aren't doing you a favor. I mean, Ben Stiller, who's a pretty good actor, this was the worst performance. It was like a bad sketch.
It also didn't make any sense on world that his big enemy is now his like AA council. It just was like you're trying to shoehorn everybody into this movie for no reason.
Yeah, your AA, yeah, like right. The AA counselor is now all of a sudden going to be like, who you had to suspend belief on so many things. Like, I could take, you could, basically, all right, I could do this, I could do that. When all of a sudden it's just like a bad, it was like a bad TikTok sketch. I mean, it was so bad that I was hate watching it after 10 minutes. I'm like, I got to get through this. Like, this is a goal.
Well, don't you feel like Adam Sandler has like two modes? He either has, because apparently he's going to win an Oscar this year for this new movie coming out. That's the buzz, right? So
Right.
I feel like he's either like in serious actor mode or he's just like, I'm having a party with my friends mode.
It was a party of my friends.
Yeah.
It was a party of my friends, and a lot of them, it was like the Nick Swartzen flashback. Like, you don't have to give everybody every people you've done enough for people. No one puts him in anything. Nobody puts him in any movies. Nobody, like, I have a movie and they put Adam Sandler as the third lead. It's either his movie or there's no movie, except for maybe Uncut Gems was the one. I don't think he produced that. I think he was just an actor in that. It's like, dude, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this? Why are we hiring real
I've
golf?
watched that movie. I hate it so much, and I'm like, how come I couldn't get a part in this fucking movie?
Dude, Travis Kelce? I mean, what are we doing?
Terrible.
Bad
Terrible.
Bunny? Like, it was all bad. Like, it was there was his daughter was good. The only one that I actually believed in the whole movie was his daughter, because she probably had pressure on herself where she's like, everyone's gonna say I only got the role because my dad, I gotta do a good job, I have to be grounded. She was actually good. His daughter was the best part of the movie,
Not to spoil it too, but like the thing that made me really just want to like throw something at the TV was like, "Hey, Dad, we're in Paris. We're gonna be singing mimes." Already bad premise, but then they actually do it and they start singing a song as mimes. And I was like, if I was in school, like college, doing a sketch, people would
Yeah.
be like, "That's too fucking dumb. Don't,
It was
that's
all,
not."
I couldn't believe it. I didn't laugh. I laughed one time, and that was what Scooter or whatever, like, scratched somebody. That was the only time. That was Shooter. That it was otherwise, I was like, what a waste of time. I mean, I
By the
just.
way, the next day after I saw Happy Gilmore, I saw Naked Gun.
Everyone says
Fucking
great.
genius. Loved it.
How is that possible?
I
Because
don't know.
I thought it was gonna flip. I'm like, I'm gonna like Happy Gilmore. I'm gonna hate Naked Gun. Because you can't get better than the Naked Gun series. Like, you can't. And everyone I know, maybe the expectations are so low, but everyone's saying it's great. Like,
I think that was it. I think Happy Gilmore 2 had high expectations. And Naked Gun had zero expectations.
oh God, it was yeah, it was awful. It was awful. By the way, there's a whole thing now. Are you following Mark? By the way, sorry that we haven't gotten to any MMA yet. I texted the boys. I don't know where they are. I like Mayhem, Sean. None of them could do it this week. Blah blah. I've also been like completely swamped. Not to like whatever, but the Gutfeld job, which I love. I love writing jokes. I'm up, but I get the topics at like 4:30, 5:30, 6:30. And then I have to, it takes 5 hours to write them, literally 5 hours. They send me 95 articles. I have to skim through, I have to find jokes. We can't reuse jokes that we use during the week. And then so I have to read them all. And it takes me 5, 6 hours. Like, it's some of these joke things where I'm like, okay, like I'm literally just zoned in and come up with 20, 25 jokes. And look, last Friday, and people were like, this was the best leftovers we had. Like, I got like 12 out of the 14 jokes in the monologue. Like, that I was, and there's like, six, seven writer. But then there's last night, I got zero. So it's, it is what it is. And some, and, but, like, I now have about 650 pages of jokes that I have,
Jesus.
to use for my act. But I can't even figure, well, I can, but having to organize them, because they're all one liners. They're all two sentences.
Yeah, and you have to memorize and where to fit
So
them, and yeah.
now I'm just doing like, hey guys, I write for Gutfeld. You guys want to hear the jokes that like didn't get on this week? And then I just read them off my phone, and
That's smart.
people are howling. And that's cool. Which is, but it's, I wouldn't say it's a little stressful. I am learning a lot. I'm also learning a lot from the New York Post angle, or Breitbart's angle, or the Daily Mail, or the Daily Caller, or but I'm also watching, the MSNBC part, the CNN part. I feel like I'm taking a crash course in politics, and I'm having to look up a lot of words that I don't know.
Now,
But
I know you don't want to talk about this, but do you feel like it's making more right leaning or left leaning?
it's definitely making more right leaning, but at the same time, like, I'm also hearing the opinions of other people, so I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm happy now. I see where they're coming from on this. So it's not, it's like, even with like the whole gerrymandering thing, right? Let's take that. You're like, okay, well, they're redistricting it in Texas so they could win, 5 seats in the House. Okay, fine. But then you're like, so then at first you're like, that's horrible they're doing that. You're on the left side. Like, they're basically cheating. You're like, oh, but wait a minute. The Democrats did that first. And also tried to pack the Supreme Courts, and wanted to make Puerto Rico a state, and also wanted to make
Course.
Scotia a state. Well, that doesn't seem fair. Well, yeah, but they also were not counting people. Then you're like, okay, well, the reason that they did it was they weren't counting people in the census. The census wasn't counting people that are illegal immigrants in the area, so they don't vote anyway. So then you're just like, okay, well then what's the solution here? So then you're like, okay, and then how do I come up with a joke about that? So it's a lot of like, so there's definitely some, I am seeing a lot of different sides to everything, but also you're like, okay, how do I pull the joke? And I'm also learning a fuck about editing. Like, I thought I was a good editor before this job, but now I'm like, okay, how do we take, how much information is in this setup? How do we rewrite this? How do we get this into as few words as possible without losing the crux of the joke? where's the joke here, and how do I, and like what angle is this joke in? Of like, there's about 10 different ways we can go with this, you
So
know?
we'd say it's a different, like a totally different mindset than when you're writing for your own stand-up material, when you're writing for Gutfeld.
Definitely. And I'm also giving him like five options on each joke. So I'm
Yeah.
like, okay, here's five different ways we can go to it. Yes and no. I mean, I'm definitely, because like, well, what I'm writing for myself, I'm being way more critical of the editing for Gutfeld, which I should be as critical in my own act, because I'm like, oh, I don't need this. I don't need this. Like, I don't need this word here. I don't need this extra three words. I don't need this extra sentence. There's no point of this. I'm just giving additional information. I'm using the same word twice in the setup and punchline.
Yeah.
The context is all wrong. So, hey, Jessica, how are you? Can you hear me? I think Jessica's muted, so I got to ask her to start her video. Ask to unmute and start her video. Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game. Okay. You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value. Okay. Make it, you could save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable. All right. You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on with Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the Super Deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat view, so you don't like stuck behind a goal post, or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, etc. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now. Here is the beautiful, tough, funny. She's a, I don't know if Bill, if you met Jessica, she's one of these girls that you never know. She never laughs. She laughs at her own jokes. And then sometimes we'll smile. If you get her to smile, you're like, you're doing
Look at
great.
this.
This is a good smile. This is
I'm
a,
smiling.
and, but I'll tell you what, she's there for you. She's one of these girls, like I needed her in a pinch or something. She's
That's
always
great.
there. She's one of these girls. She's a ride or die chick that is always like, but this never looks like she's having fun. But then she told me I have resting bitch face. She did tell me she has resting. She was one of the OGs of resting bitch face. So Jessica, how are you?
I'm great. I figured you were in a pinch. That's why you called me. So, of course, I'm here for you.
Hilarious.
Well, you know what? Also, last week, Bill Dawes went on a date with, well, she doesn't think it was a date, with Kat Zingano. I don't know if you heard about the date.
No, tell me.
So Bill is a very funny comedian, also a black belt, been in 100 movies, 100 TV shows, funny as hell, went to Brown University, gifted guy, but or Princeton. His like three brothers are all lawyers and doctors. He's kind of the black sheep of the family. He became a Broadway star. He's like, but he like showed his dick, and Kevin Spacey tried to bang him, the whole thing, right? So he
Quite the
goes,
resume.
he's been he's got two kids,
Love
and
that's a closer that Kevin Spacey tried to bang me.
yes, so
I
now
feel like that's something to be proud of.
very, very, very. So then he goes out with Kat Zingano, but Kat doesn't know it's a date. So she's supposed to go with nine people to see Bill's comedy show. Then she's the only one there. And then her and Bill go out. They hit it off. She kind of likes him, but then Bill makes her walk like a mile in heels back to his hotel. And then she's like, hey, do you want to go up to my room? And
no.
She wants none of this.
Stop right there. Stop
so,
right there.
Okay, it's not quite that. I had to drop off a huge bag of merch. Adam, you know the merchandise game. I had a massive bag. I got dropped off my room. I said, you want to wait here? Come up. She goes, I'll wait here. And I was like, okay, that to me was like, and then when I came back down, I was like, where do you want to go eat? She was like, oh, it's getting late. So I was like, oh, okay. So I kind of got like Heisman.
Yeah, she kind
of. Yeah, sounds like yeah. It. Sounds like it was deserved too.
but
what are you doing?
But I think she liked him though. Like she definitely seemed like she
maybe said, she did, but probably not anymore after that.
Well, he's also his
well, nothing.
Wow.
Well, nothing. No, you bombed it. There's no coming back from that ever.
Really? No, I mean, so
wow.
This is how.
Why are you surprised?
Bill,
wait. Are you friends with Kat?
I've known Kat for a very long time.
They train together.
Why don't you ask her if I bombed? Ask her if I bombed.
I'll ask her later, but
just
you probably
like,
did.
Look, I just pretend like you don't know anything. Just say, did this
even,
guy bomb
even
it?
If I didn't know you or says. Her just from that story, I'm saying you messed up. So
yes, I well.
So there.
By the way, so I did a show one time. It was for like UFC gym, and Jessica's mom was in the crowd, and I was like, oh, I went on a date with your daughter. And then she's like, oh, my daughter's mean. She's like, my daughter's very, she's a mean kid. I was like, that's awesome. I thought that was really.
How did Adam bomb it? Come on. If you guys only went out a few times,
well,
how'd that end?
I didn't know it was a date.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was a date.
Wait, did a movie? we went to see a movie.
So we went to see a movie, and this guy,
that's
you know,
a date, 100% of the time.
So Adam is, you know, he's a funny guy. He thinks he's hysterical. So he thought that his, like, commentary and words were, like...
During the movie.
During the previews, which I love previews. I want to see what's coming out. I'm really excited about it. And he was giving commentary and play-by-play and, like, inserting his opinions on it.
Do.
And I'm like... But so there's like a time and a place. Like it's not,
yeah,
it's not about
theater.
You right now. It's
told
about,
me to shut
it's
up.
About this amazing
she
production.
Told me to shut up during the preview.
During the preview?
No. I asked a question. I said, are you going to talk through the whole movie?
Yeah.
It was a question.
That was a
passive aggressive way to say shut up.
That was the beginning of the end.
See, I'm Catholic Italian. That's how we do it.
Yeah, and then I was like I just drove like an hour and a half to her place, picked her up. I was like so excited.
Are we watching a Tyler Perry movie if I can't talk during it?
And you know, I that's the thing though, Jess. I do get a little worried about you because you're such a sweetheart and a badass, but you're always single.
I know.
What's going on? Because I think you'd be a great mom. I think you'd be a great companion. Is it just what's going on?
Oh, are we having like a conversation? Oh,
yeah, okay. It's MMA therapy.
You so that? Much. Oh my god, is this not MMA roasted anymore?
No. I've become pussies. So,
oh, you're such a softy now that you're a girl dad.
Yeah, seriously. Well, so what's you didn't answer the question. So is it because you go on too many? Because my theory is that you're like a really cool girl, but then you either choose the wrong dudes or you just get uninterested quickly. Is that kind of what happens?
I get uninterested very quickly. I go really long periods of time with like just being by myself. I love my own company. I have my dogs and my horses. I have other things to do. I have like a ton of plants to take care of. So
you're a lesbian. Is that
no. I mean, like a little tried it out in college, it didn't work for me. You know, that's what college is for, experimentation.
Right.
no, I haven't found the person, but honestly, like I don't look. I'm very very much like if it happens, it happens. Like I also grew up on like Disney movies, so I just think my Prince Charming is just, you know, gonna come strolling,
yes,
and find me, and then like, you know, we'll fall in love and get married. So.
Got
So let me can I have my unexpert opinion based on what I know about strong, powerful, hot women? No, it has nothing to do. This is not about you. This is about because my ex-fiance was a dating coach, and she said the hardest people to set up are people who are women who are smart, accomplished, successful, and can be on their own, like when they're above 35. Because the type of men that they want to be with are like are really amazing men who are strong, powerful, driven, but also are willing to like subjugate themselves to a powerful woman. So it's either you're going to find like a douchebag who's going to treat you like a douchebag and want you to like submit to him, or you're going to find a cuck. So defining the cuck douche combination is very difficult. You need like a driven man.
has to be like right in the middle.
You have to be right in the middle of cuck and douche. Yeah, 100%. And that's a really
But
hard, that's a hard
also one
mix.
for fighters too,
No,
right?
it is.
I think you
No,
date fighters.
it's very challenging. I think athletes in general, it's a challenge because like you're so immersed. It's such a lifestyle that you're only around other athletes, and athletes are very selfish. Like, athletes have to be selfish, just like everybody else who's like very driven in their career. You have to be selfish, and you end up like in a very specific dating pool. Actually, Kat got me on a dating site like a little bit ago, and I've dabbled because I'm kind of old school. I grew up on Disney movies. I'm
Soraya?
like, I don't need it. Is no. That's like a
It's a
networking
fighting. It's a
thing.
fighting dating app for fighters.
No.
Oh.
So I went on this dating app, and I went on for a little bit. I was like, this isn't for me. And then, I circled back like several months later, and I upped my dating age range. So I like on Instagram, I follow some, dating people, some spiritual things, all sorts of stuff. And they were saying that it's -5 +10. So I upped and then lowered because I was just looking for very much like my age, but that wasn't working. So I met a ton of people that are like 10 years older than me. And the older guys though,
You've given up.
Yeah, what was wrong with
I
the older guys?
have. So I really respect and appreciate that they're so upfront with their wants and needs and what they're looking for. I really respect that and appreciate it. It really cuts through like the BS. But the first guy that I met, he was very successful business guy, but he wanted to be humiliated, dominated, like all sorts of things. And then like right after that,
What did you tell him? You guys went on a date and he told you this?
yeah, like right up front. Right up front.
And then what did you say?
I was curious, so I was just asking questions about it, not like being interested, but just like generally, I was like, what is this about?
So you are okay,
So
you go out,
apparently,
he goes, I like to be dominated and humiliated. And then you're laughing like, ah, ha, that's funny. Or are you just like, I'm into that? Because I can see you being good at that.
no, that's not me. That's not me.
Did
I'm
you try
like,
it? Did you take a crack at it? Come on, be
no.
honest.
No,
Okay.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And then the next guy, who was again in like the +10 range, he was very upfront, and he told me that he was into, and I've never heard of this. I'm not really familiar with all of like the niches, but he told me that he liked to the stag vixen dynamic, which is
What?
he curates experiences for him to watch his partner get boned. Like he just sits and
Oh my,
watches.
what site was this? Like, is Cat On?
It was a reputable site. This is like, I
The
mean, it checks your LinkedIn to make sure you have a job. It's supposed to be for more like people that are
So
like successful, at least have a job.
he wanted to watch you get boned?
Yeah.
I
And
love
then
how
what did you
stag vixen as opposed to like good old fashioned cuck.
And wait, what did you tell him?
I just asked. I was like, "Oh, how often? How long have you been into this? Like, what got you into it?" I was just asking
Oh,
like
so
questions because
you're a
I'm like, I'm in
reporter?
it, you
I'm
know.
not buying that you're like a investigative reporter on this. I would like,
I'm a curious female.
yeah, but
I've
you're also
never run
very
into this.
nice.
Why
You're gonna be
wouldn't I
like,
ask questions?
are you like
Why
interested in,
wouldn't you?
you're like, I've never done this that before. Don Fry, are you into that?
I bet he's into some weird shit.
Don?
I bet Don's into some weirdness.
When he's awake and his Wi-Fi works, he's into some weird shit.
He's into some weird shit. Thanks, Don, for I can't see you, Don. You have to put your camera on. Wow. Okay. Now, are you in? Okay. So then that was the second date. So the first date, guy wants you to beat him up and twist his balls. Second date, he wants to watch you get reamed.
That's a different guy. That's a different guy.
And then
these are just one dates. These are one dates, and it's enough for me.
Was
and
there
then
a third
I was like,
date?
You know what? No. Oh. So this is one date with one person, one date with another person. And then I was like, you know what? I think I'm good for a while.
Oh, man.
I think
you've
I'm
been,
good. I'm
you've
just
been
going to
turned
take
off
myself
by all
out on dates.
men.
Oh, man.
Because
Yeah, you know
you joined Black People Meet. Oh.
I want to know the name of this. No, I mean, what's the point? But that's funny. I think
Christian Mingle.
there's definitely information that's not being told, because if it was like Hinge or Tinder or Bumble, you would have told us. So it must have been some strange one. Like,
No, it's
yeah, why
not a
can't you tell
strange
us the thing to
one.
say? Can you
It's
tell
called
us?
no, I don't know if I should tell you.
Why? What are we gonna do?
I don't know. You
Well,
can
Bill's
tell
gonna go right on
everyone.
it, by the way. Bill's gonna like
I'm
But
a
it's
swipe
supposed
right
to
on
be,
Jessica.
it's not a swipe. You get like a certain amount of matches. It's also like you
Is it
pay
called the
for it too.
League? The League?
Yes.
I was on
Oh,
the
that one.
League. You get like four matches a day.
Yeah.
And you match with all psycho dudes or guys that are into some weird, crazy shit.
I don't just match with dudes, Adam. That's
No,
hilarious. Oh, you were talking to her. Okay, sorry.
I was trying to get out of, my comfort zone and like, explore, put myself out there in a different way, and that's what I got.
Oh,
So,
God. That is so funny.
yeah.
That's hilarious.
Isn't
That's
it? It's
So let me
so
tell you something.
funny.
My matchmaker ex, she has a client who's 60, and she's a billionaire. Billionaire and gorgeous. She looks like Jane Fonda, 6 years old. She cannot for the life, she cannot find a date for this woman. Because the men that are her age and are also billionaire successful, they're going for 30-year-olds. They're
So
like,
that's what I've run into as well. Like people that are my age, like that I was looking for in like the, early 40s range, they all want like 20 something year olds. They all want like early 30s. I'm like,
yeah,
why?
but you could hang with them. First of all, the last time I saw her, so I convinced her and Angela Hill to be in a sexy red parody, right? So I got with the San
Oh,
Diego.
I remember that.
So I
How
show, amazing was she in that?
she
So
was you were
amazing.
amazing too. So they her and then these two other girls, the girl that fights for PFL, the jiu-jitsu girl,
Jenna
Jenna.
Bishop,
Did
yeah.
they all show up, right? And they're wearing like the hoochiest, I'm dating myself, but like asses out, just twerking, all bodies all insane. But I gotta be professional. I can't be like, whoa, look at that ass. Like, I have to like, so I'm avoiding, I'm trying, I'm, you would think I was the gayest director in the world or the most professional, because I'm trying to like not look like as they're just yeah,
You
so
just weren't trying to make it obvious that you were looking.
yes,
You were
I'm trying
just
to make.
trying to look when our like faces were down and our asses were
Yeah,
up.
Adam is
Like
good at
that's
being
when
a
you were trying
low-key
to look.
creep. He's good at
Oh
being a
yeah,
low-key. I was trying not to be a
exactly.
creep. It was hard not to. First of
Stop it. Be
all,
honest.
honestly, like, oh, one girl, I was like, hey, ass. Her ass was so big. I just called her ass. Like,
Oh my God. I have such a girl crush on her.
I
She's amazing.
think once I called the girl ass, I think the cat was out of the bag. That like, I'm like, holy shit. But Jessica was trying to also do her thing as well, and then
I was.
people were walking into the gym who hadn't been there in like months that are just going to the gym and seeing like five girls fucking twerking while we're throwing fake money. That it came out really well. It actually came out really well. I know.
Yeah, I
Are
remember that. It was
you in
cool.
Angie's corner this weekend?
No, I'm dog sitting. I have my nephew in the house.
Oh,
Angela's dog butcher.
okay. So let's talk about the fight tomorrow. I know this is a
Wait
crazy.
a second, hold on real quick. Where are you in San Diego?
Yes.
You were supposed to come with Kat to the show because she said you. I think she said you and a bunch of people are going to come. Or whatever. I'll show the text. I'm not a liar. Okay.
Yeah. She's in San Diego. She's single. Just don't be into some weird shit. So, or maybe into it. Don Fry, could you hear us? All right. So this week we have Anthony Hernandez, who is a guy who's good at everything. Solid,
Fluffy.
fluffy, nice guy, hard worker, hard guy to fight because he's not really great at anything. Well, he's probably great at everything, but just.
He's a workman. He works and he doesn't stop working. He breaks everybody down. Cardio carries people when technique isn't there, and he's got that.
He's fighting Roman Dolice. who is on a 3-fight winning streak, but the guys he fought, I'm looking at it right now. Let's see. I'll share this with everyone can see it. All right, here we go. So, can you guys see? Here we go. All right, so you're great. You can see jokes that I wrote for the thing. Fuck, I'm so bad at this. This is all right. Here we go. Jimmy Fallon jokes.
I'm glad you don't have any weird stuff on your desktop.
Dude. All right, so
That I can see it.
as he immediately like clears his stuff.
So he beat Marvin Vettori, Kevin Holland, Anthony Smith. So those are three good guys to beat. Jessica, who do we like in this fight?
I'm going with Fluffy.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. For the reasons I said, he's a workman. I think that the leads, I think he tends to be a little bit slower, more methodical, and I think that that is where Hernandez can kind of capitalize, just like nonstop pressure, 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 and then before you know it, he'll get ahead.
I hope so. I really like that guy. Also, Ode Osborne, who I did stand up comedy with, nice guy,
Really?
super positive. One of these guys that like almost to the point where you're just like, this guy's crazy. Like anything that's bad, he's like, no, man, you could do it. You just gotta blah 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 blah. Like one of these guys that like almost like a motivational speaker. You're like, this is not a real person. But great guy and like big smile from Jamaica. I think he was like a two-time state champion out of Michigan, I believe. Taking on that guy, Steve Urseg, who his big win was a loss because he looked really good against Pantoja. Like he did a lot better than he thought. He's the guy that looks like Steve Carell from the Office. O'Day's taking this fight on 3 days' notice. I hope he wins. Jessica, what's going to happen here?
Well, I think O'Day is one of those guys that is super motivated, always in the gym. He's in Vegas. He's living that kind of lifestyle. So I feel like he's coming in good shape. I think he took this short notice fight because he's pretty confident in his skills and at where his cardio is. Steve Ercik, I think that he has great striking, decent takedown defense. I think O'Day has a lot more tools, a lot more weapons. So even though he's coming in short notice, I'm rooting for him, first of all. But I'm seeing him, if this was an even playing field, I see him winning.
I hope O'Day wins, but I that's why I can't bet. I can't like anyone I did comedy with, I have to root for. Now Angela Hill, who's the best 18 and 14 fighter of all time. She could easily be like, I don't know how to do math, 30 and 2. Like dude, this girl, Bill, she lost like 10 split decisions in a row. Every time she's lost, it's been a split. It never goes her way.
It went her way last time. No. She won a split decision last time.
I don't want to say the judges are racist, right? But when you lose 10 split decisions, that means one judge gave it to you. Like 10, like that's fucking insane. Like this.
It really that many split decisions? Like literally 10?
No, it's a lot. It's a lot of split decisions. We talk about it on mine and Angela's podcast a lot. We talk about just like it's challenging to figure out consistently what the judges are looking for because they're all across the board. Like one judge is scoring because they saw the work that Angela did. And same with different fighters as well. It's just hard because fighters are not getting like good directions. They're not getting good rules and guidelines to go off of. It's
I
across
mean,
the board, really
from their corner,
inconsistent.
they're not.
No, from the judges. Like, what are you looking for? What do you want to see? Because it's different across the board.
Yes, I mean, she's getting better with age. She's 40 years old. I mean, she's just as good.
Like fine wine, she just keeps getting better.
She looks good. Her grandmother saw an alien, and
Her
her
great
grandparents.
grandmother.
What was it? What's the story about that? Like.
I think it was her great, great, or it was, yeah. So they got abducted by aliens. It's like the
They got
number.
abducted by aliens.
They got abducted by aliens. There's a movie about it. She talks about it quite a bit. What?
Now you got Dan talking. Now you got Don talking.
No.
Having a Home Depot.
No, it didn't happen at Home Depot. Not those kind of aliens. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don, for chiming in. With the that's the only thing he says.
Perfectly timed racist comment.
Home Depot.
Oh my gosh.
Don, you are a fucking legend. He's one of those guys, Don, that could say one line and steal a whole movie. So he's just that good. And then Andre Feely, who also I did comedy with, this dude is hilarious because his goal was to like, he's like, even if nobody laughs, that's awesome. He had his own jokes, like his own style. And he's like, I don't even know why you're doing, because it was one of those things where I had fighters do stand-up comedy.
So
And
why wasn't Angela involved in this?
I
Because
asked
she's
her.
the
I
funniest
asked
person on
her.
the
She,
roster.
does Angela do stand-up comedy?
She should. She's really funny.
She had a fight coming up like the next week or something. It was one of those things where I did ask her. But Andre Feely is one of those dudes that like great guy. He just had a baby. I don't know if that's gonna be good or bad, to be honest. Because sometimes when you have a newborn, it could be tough.
I think it's more challenging for a female fighter to have a baby, but yeah, go ahead.
Amen to that.
Yes, I think it is more. Yes, I'm just saying after the baby's born, a lot of times wife's
Lot
like,
of times
that was the best
the
exchange. I'm
father.
sorry. That was the best exchange. Like, oh, these poor men that have babies, how are they going to fight? She's like, listen,
Poor guys.
motherfucker. You have a good point. Okay,
Poor
fine.
you. Poor you.
I'm just saying. All
Oh, I feel bad for you.
right.
Terrible.
Fine. Men can have babies. Look at CNN. All right. So,
Yeah.
now Eric Anders is fighting. He's a guy that was a college football player, ended up playing in like Canada. He walked into a gym with Walt Harris, got the shit beaten out of him the first day. He like quit his UPS job, went into fighting. Great fighter, solid athlete. Gets winded a little bit, but he says he's no longer taking drugs or drinking. He's been sober, which I think is good for him. He's fighting Chris D Leroy Duncan. I don't know who that guy is. His record is not 1-2, MMA junkie. But Jessica, who wins this fight?
I say Anders does. I think that Anders has more tools. The way he has been really incorporating his wrestling and pushing the pace. And if that fails, he has knockout power.
All right. Bill, anything you want to chime in on any of these fights? You don't know any of these
I
guys, right?
agree. Everything that this hot girl says, I agree with. You know, how am I going to ever disagree? But I do love his name is DeLeroy Duncan. Is he like Black Irish? That's such an interesting name.
Speaking of Irish, so Conor McGregor is running for president of Ireland, but nobody seems
Is
to.
he really? Is he actually doing it, or is it like Ben Glebe?
Well, now
I mean.
he's telling people to write it in his name because he can't get on the ballot.
So he's campaigning right now. He's campaigning to get on the ballot.
But he just got into, but he also is testing again in like the pool. So they say he's back in the
He's
pool.
all over the place. I can't get excited or curious about anything he does because he's all
Yeah, I
over
don't
the
think
place.
anyone really cares about Conor McGregor's fighting anymore, do they? Is anyone interested in a Conor McGregor fight for real?
Well, Artem Lobov, they were best friends. They had a falling out over the Proper 12 because I guess Artem said he was entitled to it because it was his idea or something, and they sued each other, and McGregor won. He says that for the Khabib fight, McGregor was training twice a week. He was partying twice a week. You think that's true, Jessica?
Maybe. I don't know him personally, so I have no idea. But it seems that he's super inconsistent and he gets motivated and unmotivated and distracted by his lifestyle really quickly. So it's really hard to, get behind what he's doing in the fight realm.
Meanwhile,
For me personally.
well, I have these two cats and a fucking dog on the bed.
I mean, Connor hasn't fought in what, like 6 years?
Yeah, dude, he hasn't fought forever. Don Fry, how's it going? Perfect. Okay, now Jessica, did you feel like you overtrained for your fights?
I have overtrained in the past, sure.
What does that
I mean,
mean,
it's
overtraining? Injure yourself, or what does that mean?
yeah it, injuries happen when you overtrain. I've definitely had training camps where I've been injured. I've fought with an injury. It just is what it is. It's part of the game. Overtraining to me looks like I'm taxing my nervous and my cardiovascular system too much, so my body's not recovering, and then I'm not performing, and then I get injured, and it just kind of snowballs. And when you're far into camp, it gets really hard to be able to recover, and then you end up going into the fight like subpar.
Dude, she had a fight, Bill, in Mexico. That she fought like this girl that was ranked number one. It was a
Mexico.
war, right? And
I didn't find in Mexico.
the one with like your nose got busted open. Wait, the one where you broke your nose.
That was in Mexico.
That wasn't in Mexico?
No.
Where the one you got a nose job and you're all excited about it?
That was in Berlin.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
what
so
was
I went in. I went into that fight. My nose got cracked in training. I actually told them, I was like, "Hey, I'm not okay." They're like, "Well, take care of it after the fight. You'll be fine." They don't care. They don't care about fighters. So I went in and fought, and it got even worse. I got open up, and yeah, that was a mess.
But Bill, she's such a badass, right? She took like 100 punches to the face, this girl, and she kept going forward, like because her jiu-jitsu is amazing. She kept trying to get to the ground. Her grappling, she's a black belt. She's one of these girls because perfectionist, like stays after class for 9 hours to fucking get the arm triangle perfect. Like she's just like that girl, you know? Like she was like A plus plus student. She's just
Well, it
you
didn't
beat the
help.
Amanda Nunes.
It didn't help. Totally different weight class.
Oh, okay.
So this girl hit her in the
Totally
face,
different.
and her nose before then, let's not like it was like blossom. She had like a nose, right? But it was fine. It was a good look. It would fit her. It was perfect. You know, it's just like if you're in, she looked great. I mean, she took these pictures. She's on the beach. She's naked with the sand. And anyway, so her nose is out. So then I'm like, hey, hope you're okay. You know, you're such a warrior. And she's like, fuck that. I got a free nose job out of this fucking. She's all excited, like. And I'm like, that's a
My
crazy
nose,
guess.
I went in there. My nose, when I talked to the plastic surgeon, he was like, "This is the worst nose I've ever seen. It was
Whoa.
broken so many, like my septum was broken so many times. It had so many breaks. Once a nose is broken, it just compiles. It just keeps going. So he's like, "Listen, because you're still active fighter, I really don't want to do this." He's like, "But it's so bad." And I was getting like, what is it called? What is it called? Sinus infections, like all the time. And so I was having to constantly be on antibiotics. He's like, "I have to fix this. I won't touch it again until after you're done fighting." But it was very, very necessary. I was in, it was hurting my performance. It was hurting my health. So I had to get it taken care
I mean, but the fact that you were such an optimist and about
of.
like, oh fuck it, you were so happy about the nose job. I was like,
What are you
that's
gonna do? Cry?
no. I'm like, that's a cool chick right there. Like the fact,
Yeah.
you know, like that's cool, right, Don? Thanks. All right, so now everyone is talking about before we leave, Ronda Rousey, according to Chael Sonnen. Ronda Rousey said she'll come back to fighting if Kayla wins. If Kayla beats Nunez, this is what he says. I don't know if this is true, but like, because I guess she beat Kayla twice in judo back in the day. Or they used to, when they trained together, like Ronda won. But you can't do that. You can't say like they're fighting, I'll come back if this one wins. Like, do you think there's any truth to that?
Who knows? I don't know. I think that if she's motivated to, why not? I mean, Amanda Nunes is coming back as well. If she wants to re-enter, then that's her choice, and I'm sure fans would welcome her back. Of course, there'll be critics about it, but it's her choice.
When's your next fight?
I'm retired, man.
You're not coming back?
He's a podcaster now. You really know you're not thinking about coming back?
I mean, maybe it's like MMA retired is like you could come back at any time, but
Can I ask how
but
old
right
you are?
now I'm 42. I
All right. 42, single.
mean,
Bill, there's
that's
definitely
a
sparks there.
great age to have fought to. You know what I mean? Like that's.
I'm having a great time. I have a great life.
Yeah, if you're retiring at 42, you'd had a great career in fighting, I think. When you retire at 50, it usually means like something bad happened.
No, I mean,
Oh, I don't want to be that, but I mean, I feel like I still could compete. I really want to compete at my natural weight class at 105, but that just was never an opportunity. If that came about, like absolutely, I would come back. Or if there was something that looked fun and got me excited, I definitely would. But I was just kind of ready to back away and start a next chapter in my life, whatever But
like
I'm figuring out what that looks like too.
Fighting and men are done. No men,
pretty
no fighting.
Pretty much. I'm just gonna keep like rescuing animals and you know, doing real estate and podcast. I have other things to do.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Jess. Thanks for being you. Thanks for coming on the show. Great seeing you. You look great. You sound great. You look healthy. So
good seeing you too. Anytime.
And let me say, it's
you.
Nice to meet you. Adam has said amazing things about you for years, truly. And Kat said amazing things about you for years too. So it's nice to finally meet you.
It's nice to meet you. Sorry you struck out. I hope you do better next time.
Okay. Touche.
That was Jessica Penny. Nice girl. Nice person.
Yeah, nice girl.
Nice. She's definitely cold though. That is a cold chick right there. But in a good way. Don, all right. So by the way, have you been following this Marc Maron stuff?
No. I don't like Marc Maron, so I don't follow him.
Don, what were you saying? Don, this might be the worst Wi-Fi. I don't know if it could get any worse. Like, I can't see you. I can barely hear you. The only thing I've heard so far is illegal alien. and I think you're talking, because I'm like, well, he's probably talking, but doesn't hear anything back. Are you in a well? Or is it like, what's? I know you're hanging out with Gary Goodrich. I see you guys on like a, which is awesome. Like, what? Where are you? All right, Bill. So Marc Maron, right? Who? Listen, Marc Maron is a great comic, funny guy, talented guy, smart guy, yada yada yada. But he's going off on, like, I guess he has a new special out on HBO, and yeah, he's been going off on like all like the Austin comics, the woke comics, the Tony Hinchcliffe comics, the Theo Von scene, anyone that helped get Trump elected, just is like on these rants, you know. And like, what are we talking,
Marc Maron is a here, I'll say for the record, he's a little bitch, he's a little punk, he's a jealous asshole, he's an evil piece of shit asshole, he just is. And he got successful because he's talented and he's smart, but he's also a fucking bully and he's an asshole. Fuck him.
Well, what is
I don't like him. I punch his face.
People act like his whole thing is like he's the police of comedy, or what he says goes. Like, dude, the whole
point
is to have different perspectives. If people are woke or they're unwoke or they're for Trump or anti-Trump, whatever it is, you're allowed to say it and the fucking market will go to it. Look, do I think there's a lot of people that are like, you know, that happens all the time in comedy. Dave Attell gets fucking popular, and then all of a sudden, there's 100 guys that are similar to Dave Attell, or now it's Shane Gillis, or it was Dane Cook for a while. You saw like all these different comics that were doing like very similar to Dane Cook, but Everyone can't be a fucking alternative comic. Everyone can't be a Jeselnik. There's no rules to this shit. Also, like this.
Yeah,
you tell me you can't be an observational comic. Well, Seinfeld did pretty fucking good for himself. You can't do crowd work. Well, now Matt Rife did pretty good. Before that, it was whoever. Oh, you can't be dirty. You got Dice. You clean. You had Bill Cosby before he was a fucking rapist. And I mean, you just, whatever it is, there's no rules to this shit. So for Marc Maron to say, oh, this is the way it is, this is the way it should be, and this person's a hack if he does jokes about trans. Well, maybe people wanted to hear jokes about trans because it's pretty prominent right now in the news, number one. And number two, who the fuck are you to like tell people what they can or can't?
Marc Maron has always been a dickhead. He's always been an angry fucking douche. And for some reason, people think it's cute or something, like, oh, that's just Marc. No, he's a fucking asshole.
But I remember when I started doing comedy, Marc Maron's big joke was like, one of his big jokes was about how he wanted 14 or 15 or 16-year-old girls to look at him, to find out that he was still hot. But he's like, but I would never fuck a 16-year-old because it's the law, and it's fun. Whatever the joke was, it was like it alluded to he wanted to fuck a teenager.
Yes.
Now, would that joke hold up today? Probably not. Is it a funny is it a funny joke? It was very funny, a joke, and it's still funny today, but it's a fucking joke, and that's the whole point. is that we're telling jokes here. We're not giving speeches on what you should or should not be able to talk about.
Like, but in his defense, I'll say this. Mark always been someone who's been worried about his relevance. You know, he's because it's like these people who are like, they're obsessed with their relevance. Am I relevant? Am I relevant? And they fucking, so, hey, in his defense, he made himself relevant by inserting himself into a conversation was having with him. You know what I mean? That like now people are talking about him. So I guess that's good.
But like Jezelnik's another one who like great comic, great joke teller, but his whole thing is like
also a bitch. Also, he doesn't
like
bitch.
Kill Tony guy. Like, what do you care about what other comics are talking about? Like, you're
yeah, he's a little bitch. He's they're all low-key men who need to be slapped in the fucking face. Honestly, dude, truly.
I mean, these guys are all winning. They're all winning. Jezelnik and Matt are fucking winning. They're winning in the comedy game. So why the fuck are you dunking on people trying to come up? For guys who are all about not looking down and looking up, which I think is bullshit. Look everywhere, make fun of everybody. Nobody's off limits. This is what I like about Gutfeld, is anyone could get it, and that's from
him. Yeah, it's great.
There seem to be dunking on people you fucking go below them.
But like, there's no point in dunking on anyone in your field at all. Why dunk on any other comics for what they do?
Right.
Like, it's like these people who dunk on Matt Rife. I'm like, who gives a shit?
No.
He's doing his thing. He found amazing success. So what?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm just.
You don't have to like a comic. People like go, oh, this person. I go, yeah, that's not really for me.
Now my whole TikTok feed is Marc Maron because I watch one video. Like, literally, I get Marc Maron going off on comics, like 90 different versions of the same thing he's saying. And I'm just like, dude, you had a show called Maron. They just gave you an HBO special. Like, you know who they're giving nobody HBO specials. Nobody's getting one but you. So what the fuck are you worried about?
Well, he's not selling out the Garden, and he should be selling out the Garden, not Matt Rife. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because people don't want to see some guy sit on a fucking stool and lecture them.
And trauma dump.
Yeah, it's like that's not what I mean, at least Matt Rife is making it fun. You don't want to kill yourself 4 minutes into a fucking comedy set, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. I'm not into it.
I mean, honestly, Adam, this is why I've never really jumped fully into the comedy pool because I just see it too much. It's comics shitting on other comics and bad men. Yeah. And I don't want to be involved in it too much. And it gives me fucking anger. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So it's just like, I just avoid it.
I'm not really in any pool, like, to be honest. I never really fit in anywhere.
Well, you're very well liked. I mean, it's just like there's no circle of people that is like anti-Adam Hunter, except for now the Democrats.
Oh, yeah, I know. And they're like, oh, I hope it's so funny because these comics are like, hey, just so you know, man, you support the Nazis. I'm like, dude. And I'm like, dude, I don't support the Nazis. Number one. But yeah, man. You support people that support ICE. You're a fucking, first of all, like, I don't have to like everything Trump does. I don't like the ICE thing of taking people who, like, obviously I want people that are pedophiles and rapists and murderers off the street. That's, I don't think anyone wants them on the street. You know, including their family, that probably don't want them here. Okay, and it seems like that's who they're targeting. But if they're missing and getting regular people, that sucks, and nobody wants that. Okay, so that I can't support that. But at the same time, it's like I get these people that tell me, "Oh man, you support blah blah a guy that uses a racist in the I'm like, bro, you got kicked out of X for saying the N-word. Like you got enough for saying the N-word. Like, somebody's like, oh man, you support a guy that cheats. You cheated on four wives that I know. Like what the fuck are we talking
about? Well, that one is like, you support a guy who cheats. That is like, you're really grasping at straws there, because then like, what comic are we not talking about?
What are we talking about? Like, everything that you've said, like, give me a break, dude. All these people that they're such fucking hypocrites. I'm like, somebody texted me like, blah, 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 about Trump. I go, dude, I texted him back. I can name about 427 shady things you've done since I've known you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, worry about yourself, you fucking clown.
Yeah.
Anyway, John, I would have loved to have you on the show today, but I honestly couldn't hear anything you said. But
But you know, we felt his presence, which is what I think from now on, just have Don is always on the podcast, whether he's on it or not. We just mention his name every once in a while. Just say, hey, do you hear that, Don?
Yeah, of course.
And then,
right. But anyway, thanks for tuning into the show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Fucking love you guys. Bill, I'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. Don, you're the best.
Oh, yes, at your daughter's party. I'd love to, I'll try to bring my daughter for sure.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.